Extract 2. You hear a patient talking to a psychologist about trouble he has had with insomnia. Good afternoon, Ricky. So I understand that you've been having issues sleeping. Could you tell me about the difficulties you've been having?
Of course. So, well, it's been going on for a few weeks now. I've just got to a point where I'm lying in my bed and I just can't switch off. It's like, well, I feel tired, sometimes exhausted, but when I turn off the light and close my eyes, I just find myself laying there with my mind whirring, just thinking all the time, and it doesn't seem to matter what I do. I try going to bed early, avoiding coffee in the evenings. I've even tried counting sheep, but nothing seems to be able to get me to switch off, at least not properly.
So you've not been sleeping at all?
Well, no, not properly. Like I say, I close my eyes and I'll lay there for hours, but my mind never switches off properly. I can never get into a deep sleep.
And what do you think might be causing this?
Well, I got a promotion at work a few months ago, and my workload has increased dramatically. It's been a bit overwhelming, actually. At first, it was like a new challenge, and although it was difficult, I felt as if I was managing okay. But more recently, I've just been feeling stressed pretty much all of the time. I have this almost constant pressure in my temples, which I feel when I'm trying to get to sleep also. And I get these headaches too, which can be really painful at times.
Have you been doing anything to try to manage this?
Yeah. Well, I've always been big on exercise, so I found that going to the gym helps me to manage stress, but I've not been able to make it much recently. And also, I've just not had the energy with not being able to sleep properly. So to be honest, I found that I've been drinking alcohol to try to deal with the tension and anxiety. You know, I know that's not a good thing to do, to self-medicate, but it's all I've been able to do to reduce the stress recently.
Right. So has your alcohol intake increased significantly recently, would you say?
Kind of. I mean, I've never been a big drinker, but what's changed is that I'll now drink a couple of brandies most nights now, whereas before, I'd do it at the weekend, but not usually during the week.
Have you been taking any conventional medicines?
No, not as of yet. I've thought about taking sleeping pills, but I've heard that they can be addictive, and I don't want to get addicted. That might make things worse. Although, I'm starting to think it might be worth the risk if it helps me get a decent night's sleep.
Okay, have you ever experienced issues with stress or insomnia before?
Once, when I was younger, I went through a phase where I felt stressed a lot of the time. It was when I was back at home and my parents were going through a divorce. It was a difficult time. It didn't lead to the sort of insomnia I'm experiencing now, though. I wasn't in such a stressful job back then, which helped.
Of course. Well, I wouldn't recommend taking any sleeping tablets at this stage since, as you say, they can be habit-forming. What I might suggest is communicating your difficulties with a line manager at work to let them know that you're struggling and to find a way to relieve your workload.
Yeah, I have hinted that I've been having issues, but I don't want to cause problems, you know.
Indeed, but if you persist in this way, it's likely that your symptoms are going to get worse, which could mean that it starts to seriously affect your performance at work. It's much better that you let your team know now that you're struggling, rather than waiting for the situation to become worse. Also, it's important to try to manage your stress symptoms in more productive ways than via the use of alcohol. Lifestyle change is the most important thing, but in the short term, I can recommend a course of SRIs which actually have a sedative effect. They can be used to help reduce your anxiety and encourage sleep.
SRIs? Aren't they a type of antidepressant? I'm not depressed.
They are an antidepressant, but they can also be used to help deal with anxiety and stress. I wouldn't recommend them by themselves, but accompanied with some alterations to your lifestyle and particularly your workload, they could help to re-establish a more healthy sleep pattern.
Okay, Doctor. I'll give pretty much anything a try right now.
That is the end of Part A. Now look at Part B.